Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So what were your guys's, what was your proposals then?
Like, what did I say?
Yep.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Blacked out?
Kind
of. A lot of people don't remember. Yeah.
It's too, like, you proposed drunk?
No, I just, no. Like, in the moment.
Oh. Remember, like, haven't you ever been, like, so nervous that you just, or overtaken in a moment, you're like, I don't know what just happened or what I said.
Yeah. Nothing, just something like, will you spend the rest of your life with me? The boring yawn.
Mm. So you had it pre-planned and then you're armed with it when it was go time and then you threw it on her, or just whatever came in your head at that moment?
No, I had a plan and it went out the window as soon as I went to go do it.
Okay.
So I don't remember what the plan even was.
Oof.
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think Angie had an idea because of the shoes that you wore?
No.
Okay.
No, she didn't.
You wore special Jordans?
Yeah, I wore my favorite shoes.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I even creased them when I got on one knee.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Were you dressed? Did you wear something special? Or where were you?
Which time?
You pick.
No, your favorite one.
No. I mean, so I did one good one and one bad one. So, like, the good one, we had a huge Christmas party at my house because the radio station didn't throw one. So everybody was there. And then I did a huge toast. I'm like, Greg, Bo, Liz, all the people that were my friends, I pulled up and I'm like, cheers to friends and the loved ones and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't invite my girlfriend up. And then there was like a murmur in the crowd. It was like, well, you forgot, Sticky, you forgot. And then I was like, oh God, you guys, wait. Come here. I didn't. And then when she got up, I'm like, I didn't forget you. I don't want you to be my friend. I want you to be my wife.
Dang.
And I was down on one knee and she was like, took the ring, put it on her finger and never said yes.
Oh.
And it was like, her sister's like, first off, as soon as I started to get down, her sister's like, oh, F no, like loud as anything. And it was like, yeah.
Why?
Because she just didn't see it coming. And just freaked her out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, I object already.
No. Her sister loved me. Yeah.
But the one you were proposing to never physically.
Eventually, everybody's like, you haven't said yes. She's like, oh my God, yes. It was just, it was nerves. It wasn't like a sign.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. And then the second one, I had to propose drunk because I got caught.
Oh, that's right, because lying.
Oh, right.
She caught me in some lies. I was like, I thought you were working late. And I was like, had done some other stuff because I had to go to Shane Company and get the ring. And then she was like, you're not trustworthy. You're lying, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
I'm just like, it's because I was getting a ring. Do you want it? It's awful. So worst proposal ever.
Ugh. Bad proposal, good marriage.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's awesome. Yeah.
Great proposal.
That's what
on the
matters.
Other
you know, now that you bring it up, I wonder, I'll have to ask Angie if she even remembers what I said.
I bet you she doesn't.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't either.
Okay.
I don't know, though. That's interesting.
I feel like I don't know any of my friends who are like, yeah, this is exactly what he said. They're like, this is what happened, and I was like so shocked.
It's
and
a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Unless it's a scavenger hunt, and then you're like, you have all day to prepare for his stupid speech. I would seriously, if you're a woman and a scavenger hunt thing starts, just go like, dude, stop.
Right?
Yes, just, let's go. Let's, yes. No.
Get me to the end.
Yes.
We're either going to prom or getting married.
Right, and it's both just stupid. Or you really have to just do a scavenger hunt on a random Tuesday and have it be nothing. You have to do that like four times. And have it be like, oh, look, we're eating a Red Lobster. Yay.
We actually, don't we do a topic where she thought it was coming?
And oh, we have. I think we've done that.
Yeah. And it, well, it didn't happen.
Like, try for proposal, no get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always so disappointing.
Because you've had times you thought it was coming?
No, not me, but like other people.
Yeah. They thought for sure.
Yeah. And what, my hairdresser one time, she's like, all giddy, doing my hair. And she's like, I really think he's going to propose tonight. He's been acting so weird. And then he like sent me flowers. He never does that. Then he was like, we're getting dressed up and we're going out to dinner. Like, had all these plans. And then it was just nothing. But it was so random. Like, he never did anything like that. And yeah, and she was like, kind of disappointed. And then they went on vacation shortly after, and she thought it was going to happen there, and then it didn't happen there.
No. Well, now yeah. She's bitter. Now she's just angry.
And yeah. My best friend, same thing. She's been with her boyfriend for like 6 years, and it's like, okay, buddy, like they've talked about it. Every time they go somewhere, anything special is going on, like she is like, it might be happening. It might be happening. And then it doesn't.
If one of her girlfriends goes with him to help pick out the ring, she's telling the...
Oof.
I don't think so.
You gotta hold that
You
in.
Gotta, yeah, that's not cool.
It's not. You're blowing a big surprise.
Uh-huh.
So the bride would be mad at you if you...
I would think.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I would be.
Yeah.
Someone spoiled. Yeah. It's like if you have a surprise party coming and someone blows it and you're like...
But so many parents have ruined it where it's like, oh... Tom stopped by today. He what?
Never mind.
It's
that's
like,
right.
Oh my God, he went over to ask for permission. Like, it's like, I've heard that a billion times from friends. That's why I didn't ask either one.
Did you? You didn't?
I did not. It's
How
weird.
How did that go over?
It was like nobody was super traditional.
Okay.
Like, well, my wife now, her parents are in Brazil. What was I going to fly to Brazil and like.
Could FaceTime, I mean.
Do the parents ever go, dude, you were supposed to come and...
No.
Okay.
Well, especially since with my wife, we're both divorced.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have to ask on the second time?
Yeah.
It's like, you've already laid back. You don't have to do the whole, who gives this woman to... I don't know. Doesn't matter.
That is
There's
true.
No... It's...
T-Hack, I have a feeling you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. I asked her dad, and he said I needed to ask her mom.
Oof. And then...
Which is not a good feeling.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh my God.
There is, it is kind of out, that's outdated too. It's like,
it's, you're your father's property until you're mine.
Right.
That's stupid.
He's not giving me away at all. Or like, I don't need his permission to do anything. So why? I don't know.
Especially since in most cases you've already been living with this person, then just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and it's the same kind of thing too when you call her dad and like, hey, Bob, want to go get coffee? He's like, I know what you're going to do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It gives it away.
Totally.
Ooh, what happened to the parent tells the daughter?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Ooh, that's not good. I see a parent doing that to try and sabotage that union in a way.
Yeah.
That's their only ammo.
You've
they
got
have.
Time to say no. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.